الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. لسد الشريف. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Respected elders, brothers, very soon we are going to start the month of Ramadan. As you would know, in about a week time or so, we are going to begin the month of Ramadan, inshallah. So obviously we all look forward for it, and we are excited, we are happy, we feel that joy that we are about to begin the month of Ramadan. Today, inshallah, we'd like to remind ourselves few information that will help us understand this important month of Ramadan, and that will also be a reminder firstly for myself and everyone here that how can we take maximum benefit out of the month of Ramadan. The first thing that we'd like to remind is the importance of time. Do you know, we all know that we have got a certain amount of days to live in this earth. We all agree to it. We all agree that. In fact, you know, it's something that if a person does not even believe in a religion, if a person does not even believe in the existence of Lord, he will also agree to this, that we've only got a certain amount of days in this world. We have to live for a certain amount of days and then we are dead. Everyone agrees that. Everyone agrees upon it. Everyone believes that. No one has a dispute in it. Even an atheist will say that, yes, we have to die one day. We have to die one day. So this is an agreed upon factor, the time that we've got on this earth is very, very limited. You know, we always hear people say, time flies, time goes so fast. We say time goes so fast. You know, just imagine, we were just using, you know, the dates when we used to write down 2023, and now we're writing 2024. The year just passed so fast. Yeah. So do you know, if we want to know how much time have we got in the next year, then we should not look at the year ahead. We should look at the year that has just passed. Look at the last year, 2023. How fast did it go? Yeah? How fast it went? Do not look at the year that is about to come. Don't think that, oh, 2024, we are just in March. We've got so many months ahead. No. Look at the months and the year that have been passed. It went fast. It went past so quickly. So time is something that we all need to value. You know, when Allah has given us this time, we have to value the time. Because a time might come that we are looking for the time, but we don't have any time left. We want to do something, we are very willing to do something, but we don't have time. You know, it comes in hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ. There are two ni'mats, there are two gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which people take it for granted. They don't value that much. Two ni'mats of Allah, two blessings of Allah that we all have today. We all have today. But we take it lightly. We don't appreciate it. We don't value those two ni'mats of Allah. What are the two ni'mats of Allah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the first is as-siha, health. You know, today, alhamdulillah, we are all healthy. We can walk ourselves. We have come to the masjid. We have come to the house of Allah to worship Him. We are healthy. Allah has given us that health. So we should value that health. It could be that a time might come that we want to do something, but our health is not supporting us to do that. We want to read namaz, but our health is not supporting us to read namaz. So the health that we've got, we should value that health. And before that time comes, we need to try our best to utilize and to take the most out of this ni'mah that Allah has given us. The health. That's the first thing. And second thing, he says, is al-faragh, the free time that we've got. You know, today, we've got so much of free time, but we need to think about ourselves. I should think about myself. We all should think about ourselves. That, you know, in our free time, what do I do? At night when we go to our beds, think for a moment. Take out some time. Think for a minute or two. Think that, you know what, this day that I have passed, in my free time, what did I do? What did I do in my free time? You know, if we think like that, inshallah, slowly, slowly, we will build a habit that we are not wasting so much of time. We'll build the habit that we will utilize our time. That is called muraqabah and muhasabah. You do self-accounting. You ask yourself, you do your self-accounting, you do your account. That, you know what, today, this whole day, I easily got 2 hours of my free time. When I was not at work, when I was not in my school, when I was not in my class, I had 2 hours of my free time. All right, from that 2 hours, come on, I can take out 15 minutes, half an hour to relax, to take a rest. But then other one hour or 1.5 hour, I could have done so much in that 1.5 hour. What did I do? I was just scrolling on the YouTube. I was just scrolling on the Facebook. I was just scrolling on the other apps that we've got. And what did I gain out of it? Nothing. So time is a very, very important factor. We all have to remind ourselves that we've got a limited amount of days in this world. You know, they say, the most certain thing in life is death. The most certain thing in life is death. Everyone accepts it, everyone believes it. And the most uncertain thing in life is the time of death. The most certain thing in life is death, and the most uncertain thing in life is the time of death. We don't know when are we going to leave this world, but it's been written down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written it in taqdeer, that we all have to leave one day. So my brothers, time is such a factor that is closely related to the month of Ramadan that we are about to begin. You know, when Ramadan comes, we do not look at our watch or a clock more than in any other month besides the month of Ramadan. In Ramadan, we look at our watch so many times. Why? Because we need to know the time for suhoor, the time for iftar, the time for taraweeh, how many days are left for Eid, how many days still has to go for Ramadan. And more interesting one, which we all are excited for, is how much time is left for my iftar so that I can finish this full plate of biryani or samosas or pakoras. We look at the time. So time is closely related to Ramadan. In Ramadan, practically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us time and work management. How can we manage our time? How can we do that work management? That is taught to us in the month of Ramadan. That's why we look at the clock so many times in Ramadan. We can't open our iftar, we can't open our roza a second before the time. A person can't say that, you know what, I fasted all day, iftar time is at this time, 6:30. Come on, today I will just open my fast at 6:25. You can't do it. If you do it, your fast won't be counted. So that's how important time is. So time is very, very closely related to the month of Ramadan. So this is a lesson for us as well. When Ramadan is about to begin, even when we finish the month of Ramadan, we should start valuing the time that we've got. You know, it comes in hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Kun fi dunya ka'annaka gharibun aw 'abiru sabilin." That live in this world as if you are a traveler. You know, when you are a traveler, when you travel, say for example, you are traveling from here to London and you've stopped on your way. Say for example, you've stopped in Preston. When you've stopped in Preston, your eyes will be at your destination. That I need to go to London. That's my destination. That's where I'm traveling to. You won't be worried about what's going on in Preston. What do I need to get in from Preston? No, no, no. Your eyes would be in your destination. That's where I need to go. Similarly, as a believer, our destination is Jannah. That's where we all have to go, and we should try to go there. So when we are living in this world, the actions that we do in this world, we should always think, this action that I'm doing, is it taking me towards my destination, which is Jannah, or is it taking me in the opposite direction? If the action that we are doing, it could be any action, you know, it depends on what we're doing. For example, if we are earning, we think, all right, the income that I'm getting, is this action that I'm doing, the earning of income, is it taking me closer to where I need to go, or is it taking me closer to the opposite direction? So if we think about it, then inshallah we have achieved the target, then we have achieved our purpose. So the month of Ramadan will teach us to value time. That's the first thing. Secondly, you know, Ramadan is the month of Quran. Ramadan is the month of Quran. It comes in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. The month of Ramadan is the month in which Quran was revealed. So the Quran from Lawh-e Mahfuz, from the protected tablets, it came to the Baytul Ma'amur in the month of Ramadan. And from there, in the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in 23 years, it came down little by little. So do you know the revelation of the Quran from Lawh-e Mahfuz took place in the month of Ramadan. So the month Ramadan is the month of Quran. We should also try and connect ourselves with Quran. We should try and connect ourselves with Quran. Do you know Quran has got certain rights over us? One right of the Quran is that we do the recitation of the Quran. We recite the Quran on a daily basis. In Ramadan, we should increase that recitation. It's not that only in Ramadan we open the Quran, and then when Ramadan finishes, the Quran is closed, and then we open again in the next Ramadan. That shouldn't be the case. In Ramadan, the recitation of the Quran that we do should be increased. So we should try the recitation of the Quran from today, inshallah. But when Ramadan comes, we should also increase that recitation. That's one right of the Quran, that we do the recitation of the Quran. Number two, the second right of the Quran is that on a daily basis, if not on a daily basis, at least on a weekly basis, we should take out some time. We should take out some time and try to understand what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to me in the Quran. What is Allah saying to me? You know, it's a kalam, it's a speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much of time I'm taking out to read the message and the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you know, I always give this example. You know, we use WhatsApp. When we've got any messages on WhatsApp, you always get that notification. So until we haven't read it, we don't feel nice. Oh, my friend has written a message to me. Let me just see what he has said. What he has said. You know, when we're going to our masjid as well, we need to read that message. Why? He has sent me some message. I need to see what he's saying to me. When we are more worried about that message, we need to think for ourselves, how much are we putting in attention towards the message of our Creator who has created us? What is Quran? Quran is a kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, if we connect ourselves with the Quran, it will also give us that spiritual strength that will help us getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, if we want to make our relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stronger, Quran is the way. We should try and connect ourselves with Quran. So when Ramadan is about to begin, we should try and connect ourselves with Quran. Obviously, there are many other things that we need to mention, but time is not there. Just one few more last thing. You know, Ramadan is about to begin. As we mentioned, we need to start valuing the time. Whatever time we've got, start valuing the time. Secondly, try and connect ourselves with the Quran. And thirdly, very important, you know, we see sometimes that a person is keeping all the fast of Ramadan, mashallah, very good. But when it comes to salah, when it comes to other obligation that he has to fulfill, he is sometimes weak in it. For example, you know, reading our 5 times salah, that is fard. So when a person is fasting all of Ramadan, but he's not regular with salah, he's missed out. He's fasting, but he's not praying his namaz. That shouldn't be the case. When we are fasting in the month of Ramadan, we should remember that fasting is not just, you know, we stay away from food and drink. No, fasting should be done with all our body parts. We should stop our eyes using in that place where we are not allowed to use. We should stop using our ears in that place where we are not allowed to use. We should not speak those things that we are not allowed to speak. Similarly, we should be carrying out all other fara'is that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed over it. For example, reading 5 times salah. And more so in the month of Ramadan, we should try and read all 5 salahs in the masjid with jama'ah. We should try our level best. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who benefit the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us reach the month of Ramadan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month of Ramadan. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Sunnats can be performed now. Jazakumullah.